is your day today?
Good. 304 HKX. How about yours?
Just motoring down the interstate right now, hoping for less traffic.
Whitehorse and no such option.
Are you done for the day?
I'm gonna go back to one of my Monday stops. Yes.
Thank you, man.
And it won't be too bad. I just got a register a scanner they couldn't figure out how to do.
And 4TFW.
You're talking about, Patrick, if you don't have anything else to do after you go register that, you can come over to the house and put a water pump on my truck.
Help, I'll be right there.
Going back to the house, I've had a water leak. I thought it was just a cold water leak, you know, so I tightened the hose clamp up and all of that. That didn't work, and I went out there today and took my little inspection mirror and all that good stuff, and the water pump's got top, but it sure was leaking out of the one on the bottom.
The little weep hole is designed to leak out of when the seal goes bad around the bearing.
That's why they got two of them, you know, one on the top, one on the bottom, and you know, the water's going to go to the bottom, it ain't going to go to the top.
Allowed easier access to it, or who knows, some cooling on the far side of the shaft.
Don't need to interrupt the conversation. Come on back in there. I can't remember your name, TFW. Come on back in there, KI4DOS Mobile.
Hey, ain't no problem. Just riding and listening. You know, it might have a weep hole on the top. They might use it on more than one vehicle, and it might be turned a different configuration.
But I've never seen it put one way on that particular engine. And I mean, that's like I said, on that engine, this thing goes on a 7.4, so it's aggravating to put on because you got to try to line up four bolts and knock your gasket off and that sort of thing. We'll get it done.
Yes, I hate to work on the vehicle anymore, especially a newer one, anything newer than the late 70s.
So it's not real new, but I keep, if something goes wrong with it, I fix it and keep on going. It's got a little over 322,000 on it, and I want to keep it going as long as I can, because the difference between a water pump and a new vehicle is a lot of money.
That's a lot of difference. To that gasket, if you will, get you just a little bit of silicone or Permatex and rub a real thin layer on there and then lay that down on something, gasket down, that way it mashes it flat. That'll help a whole lot with knocking it off of them bolts while you're getting the other one off.
Well, I bought a tube of red Permatex while I was in there. Of course, I had to get a little another jug of antifreeze on top of that off. And, but I got it, the Permatex and the the antifreeze and the water pump. So I'm going to the house now. It's cold. I hadn't run the engine, so it's be ready to work on when I get there. I hate working on a hot motor.
HKX, it'll make you get the job done quicker. You won't hang on to it.
But it stresses me out a little bit more when I have to do it when it's hot.
In the morning.
It was rain in the morning.
Until tomorrow night.
You know how that goes. If you don't like our weather, wait 5 minutes and it'll change.
Hey, I am getting ready to pull into my next stop and take care of this, and then I'm going to head up the mountain. Maybe y'all be around when I get back. This is KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys. Be careful out there.
7-3 there, young man. You be careful. That's a big trip on up to the house, and hopefully we'll talk to you in a little while. 7-3, man, KO4HKX, KI4DOS.
You 7-3, Patrick. I'm still here another 30 minutes anyway. KN4, TFM.
How come you from? I think you said you were out there on 85, and I'd hate to be on 85 at the time of the day.
5, I'm southbound. I get on up there at exit 80, Gossett Road up there in Spartanburg, and then I run it down here to 29 and get off and head over to Greer.
That's not too terribly bad right through there. I'm just glad you don't have to come on down to towards 385 and Pelham Road and 14 and all through there. That used to be a mess.
And if you hit that wrong time of day, you're going to be there a while.
It's getting that way over here on 123 and Easley. I live over in Easley, and it's getting that way over here real bad. And it's even worse on Saturday when Clemson football game is at home.
I imagine, yeah, I had an old workmate that lives over that way when I worked down there in Piedmont a couple of years ago.
To be as easygoing as we can, try not to let these folks upset us too bad, but you know how that goes. I say something about the idiots on the road, and then I have to include myself because I don't always do everything exactly right either.
I'm old enough now, I just kick back and enjoy the ride. Just don't worry about it.
That's the best thing to do. And it don't make you get as tense and aggravated and get you in a foul mood if you do that. You know, if you just kind of take it as it comes and bear with it, because if you don't, something's liable to happen. Ken, I'm fixing to pull in the driveway over here in Easley. Hope you have a safe trip on to the house. Enjoy the short goose, though. Glad you and got to hear you and Patrick both. You take care. Say 73 to you now, and you be careful on your commute to the house. 73 there, young man. KO4TFW, KI4DOS.
Awesome evening. I hope it goes well putting that water pump on and it ain't too much trouble for you. And I look forward to catching you again. 73 KN4 GFW.